other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Monday, October 24, 2011, InfoWars transmission. Alex is out on assignment. He's been working on a television show, but he will be popping in on the other side of this break. Alex Jones will be joining us shortly. We also have Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, joining us to talk about all the developments with Syria, with Libya instituting Islamic law, with the new one treasury for Europe, and so much more. Then later in the broadcast, we're going to have InfoWars contributor and writer Patrick Henningsen, and we'll discuss all things Syria, Iran, the conclusion of Libya with the death of Gaddafi, and a whole lot more coming up later. And I really want to try to break down the geopolitical background behind that Rimland, where really the whole region is set on fire. I want to talk about clips where people like Wesley Clark blew the whistle on how they had a plan for seven wars in 5 years at the time in the region, a list of very familiar countries from Iraq on down. Now we've been through Libya, and we're approaching Syria and the endgame of Iran. All that is coming up in the broadcast. I wanted to cover in detail New Euro Empire Plot by Brussels. European Union chiefs are drawing up plans for a single treasury to oversee tax and spending across 17 Eurozone nations. And that is in the London Telegraph today. The proposal brought forward by Herman Van Rompuy, the EU Council President, would be the clearest sign yet of a United States of Europe, quote-unquote, with Britain on the sidelines. The plan comes as European governments desperately try to save the euro from collapse last night with a new bombshell, with the IMF saying it would not pay for a second Greek bailout. So you've got all this economic collapse, and you have the solution ready to go for the Hegelian-like problem-reaction-solution scenario that's been set up, ready to go with a solution that empowers the European Union for greater world government, for greater regional integration, even as that whole Eurozone is threatened to collapse. But I would imagine it would not. We also have all kinds of articles on Syria. John McCain, former presidential candidate, has called for military options in Syria. U.S. Senator John McCain raised the prospect Sunday of possible armed intervention to protect civilians in Syria, where a crackdown on pro-democracy protests has killed more than 3,000 people. Of course, that is a hoax. It's all been Western-backed, part of the Arab Spring revolutions. It's obviously no coincidence that all these things are happening at the same time. It's just a sneak attack, and the Arab Spring excuse is just sort of meant to put us off guard, to defuse us a little bit so they can get things done. Madison Rupert writes about how Syria is it next for Libya-style humanitarian intervention. Again, on the humanitarian pretext, we are looking for yet another front in the war, even as things have not quite winded down in Libya. With the destruction of Libya winding down, the Western imperialist machine is looking for the next target for destabilization and exploitation. And he goes on to talk about John McCain and all the others calling for military options. And even though people like Obama and Hillary have backed sanctions and obviously would support the war, they're playing into the left-right paradigm, not really admitting they want military action in Syria. Perhaps there's another phase before that as they continue to heat things up with Iran as tensions continue. We also have Obama ending the war with Iraq as he begins war with Persia and Pakistan. Stay tuned. There's so much more going on geopolitically, everything going on in Europe. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in, but Alex Jones is on the other side. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is October 24th, 2011, on this Monday edition. I am in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your dutiful host here, joining you now from Las Vegas, Nevada. Jesse Ventura, the former Minnesota governor, is now shooting the third season of his hit TV show that's woken a lot of people up and even been censored with threats by Congress over the FEMA camp special that I engineered and wrote most of and researched most of. Again, I'm proud of the episode that I had my biggest stamp on, is the one that caused the government to go into a complete and total hissy fit. I am here with Jesse Ventura, Tyrell Ventura, his son, who's now in the third season, actually phasing in to be the host of the show, and of course, another second generation individual. We've got Sean Stone, who I've really gotten to know well. He's a really interesting person and accomplished director and actor in his own right, obviously the son of Oliver Stone. So people have asked, I've seen a lot of comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet, hey, Alex, why aren't you in town? Because I'm here, as I do once a year, on the road, shooting episodes of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Jesse refuses. We have a huge show today, and Aaron Dykes is the main host. He's waiting in the wings. We have a raft of guests coming up, but I just wanted to point out that I am here in Las Vegas, and that ties into the big TSA criminal activity news I'm going to be breaking down here in just a moment. But Ventura still hasn't gotten a word on his lawsuit, whether or not it's going to be thrown out of court or not. His lawyer, who he's had several big successful cases with in the past, is a top constitutional lawyer and knows the merits are absolutely strong and the case is sound. And Jesse basically is saying he may just leave the country if the court doesn't at least hear his case. If they just throw it outright without a jury of his peers, Jesse's got some big announcements to make. Perhaps I just gave a prelude to it here. But the point is that Jesse is driving around the United States in a bus slash, I guess, RV, to avoid the TSA, just as I am doing. You know, we're so busy with the nightly news TV show, and we're so busy with the radio show. I got the bus a few months ago, an 11-year-old used bus, but it really is a whippersnapper. We love it. It's a great bus. And I am soon going to put out a new website section on Infowars.com, and we're going to put the announcements out to radio stations across the country who want to contact us or affiliates who want us to come to their city to broadcast from their city or their town, and then also speak at an event that evening. And I'm already lining up some trips. I was going to do one this fall, but I think I'm going to nail down the TV show and some other things first. And finish some other loose ends around the office in our expansion against the globalists. And then next year, starting in January, at least once a month, I will go on 3 or 4 day trips in the bus where I can lance out in one direction in the country and speak at 2 radio stations and 2 events and then come back and speak at another station and come back home. We may also just go out every 2 months for a whole week on the road and hit 5 or 6 or 7 local affiliates. So very, very exciting things on that front. And I am, again, sometimes they get started really early in the morning. Sometimes they get started in the afternoon. They weren't sure about, quote, call times when we're going out in the desert and things to investigate stuff and do interviews. And so I'm actually going to probably have time here today to be popping in throughout the broadcast. I couldn't do that yesterday, or I would have done the Sunday radio show. Now, all of that said, ladies and gentlemen, we have obviously huge news for you here today. We've got Wayne Madsen, the Wayne Madsen Report, always extremely informative, former NSA officer who's been in Libya just in the last year, who predicted much of what's now happened. He's going to be joining Aaron Dykes. Aaron Dykes is the grand conductor here today, running the overall transmission. And then we have several other guests coming on as well, like Patrick Henningsen, who is a writer for Infowars.com, joining us from London as well. I believe that's going to be video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, also obviously better audio for radio listeners than phone. Now, continuing here. This is the basic top news that I have here for you, and I know Aaron throughout the day is going to be breaking this down more, and that is the fact that it has now been officially announced. It is all over the Sunday news shows that I watched in my hotel room yesterday. It is a huge, huge, in-your-face, globalist slap in the face that the new leaders publicly, and these articles are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it is admitted that the new government will be a Wahhabist, basically Saudi Arabian-run, hardcore Islamicist. Women, you know, will have to cover their faces. Family members can be killed for no reason. They are putting in a super hardcore interpretation of Sharia law. I guess this would be the equivalent of like a Puritan situation in, you know, 1680 or something in Boston, where if you came out of your house on Sunday, they'd lock you in the stocks for a week. So they stick your head and your arms through the stocks and hold you in one position for a week, one of the worst forms of torture there is. I mean, I'm not even bashing Islam itself. I'm not bashing Christianity. I'm a Christian. But there's always these extreme forms of things. But that's not even the issue. We're told that we're all over the Middle East, all over North Africa. Africa trying to overthrow these governments to bring in democracy, to bring in freedom and all this talk. They don't ever discuss a republic where everybody's rights are protected. No. In Egypt, they kick out the 31-year dictator, Hosni Mubarak, and it is admittedly about 10 times worse now. They shoot protesters on sight. They arrest bloggers now. They torture people for political speech that was previously tolerated in Egypt. Well, now, if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonBunny.com or DrudgeReport.com or any of the big sites, it's literally a cornucopia. A veritable cornucopia of confirmation where they openly are saying that Islamists are being put into power. Meanwhile, no discussion. It's now gone off the radar, pun intended, of where the 10 to 15,000 different types of missiles have gone missing. Different numbers are 2, 3, 4, 5,000. We're still not sure. They admit it's over 2,000, and some estimates are as high as 5, of high-tech, different variants of French, British, you name it, shoulder-launched, oh, I'm sorry, Russian as well, shoulder-launched surface-to-air anti-aircraft missiles. And, boy, you're taking off, say, from Los Angeles or Dallas, Texas or somewhere, and somebody's got one of these. They just sit out, you know, a mile from the airport where your plane's at about 3,000 feet, and zap, it goes right into the engine, heat-seeking missile, and that'll end your holiday real, real quick. But see, a real threat is not a big deal with the globalists. In fact, they hope this happens. They'll just take more of our rights. And as we reported last week, now in Tennessee, Michigan, all over the country, the TSA is setting up checkpoints, openly searching families' vehicles, trucks, shutting down highways. And that leads me to my next piece of news here today. Again, if you're just now tuning in, this is Alex Jones here with Aaron Dykes. I am on the road with Governor Jesse Ventura, shooting more episodes. I think I'm in 4 or 5 of them. We've already shot a couple yesterday. We're shooting a couple more today. My contributions to it. I'm here in Las Vegas, and I've shot a lot of video here while I'm here of the grave in the desert. Nothing than against the great people of Las Vegas. I mean, it's very beautiful here. I love the high desert. And, yeah, I'm sure some of the shows and things are interesting, but there's no doubt that this culture is becoming the American culture, kind of this cruise ship, Las Vegas, gulag economy, the casino gulag economy that Max Kaiser has coined. That's really what it is. And the restaurants, most of them are kiosks. Even though it's a big restaurant, you've got to pay up front, even with cash. It wants your data or won't let you in. You can see how they're phasing humans out. I'm going to have a report on that. I've shot a bunch of video that later in the week on InfoWars Nightly News is going to blow people away. I'm also going to make myself get to that stuff I shot in Arkansas. Amazing report there. Perhaps later in the week or next week I'll get those historians on about the Al Capone, Rockefeller connections, Bugsy Siegel, Lucky Luciano, really important stuff on that front. When I get back to Austin, and again, Aaron Dykes has been doing the nightly news and doing a superlative job. So we are here facing just this incredible spectacle of Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's who it is, the literal jihadi, Wahhabi, Al-Qaeda, most of the leadership fighting, quote, U.S. troops, really globalist troops. Our military is good people, but our military is run by the New World Order. And so basically it's just two different armies that are fighting each other run by the same people. And people say, well, why would the globalists fight themselves? That's how they have the excuse to be in Iraq. You have to have an enemy to have an occupation. This is full-spectrum dominance, and then you can bring about the system you want out of that dialectic clash, out of that controlled collision. It's like you can't have a boxing match without two different boxers. You can't have an Indy 500 without the racers out there at Indianapolis Speedway. That's, you know, I'm getting people outside the box to not just focus on one car or another or one boxer or another, but go, hey, look, Don King. Don King owns both boxers. This is going to be staged. So when we get back, I'll give you the biggest news here. I've got a whole laundry list of it, but you've heard about them going after cash in Louisiana and places. Well, now the TSA is doing it, and I witnessed it. Stay with us.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. Waterwebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to waterwebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
We are here live. I'm joining you from the road in Las Vegas. I'm here working in Sin City with Jesse Ventura because a lot of the people he needed to interview were in this area of the Southwest. So folks have been driving in and flying in from all over the country while he shoots several of the episodes or part of the episodes. He's been traveling all over the United States. They told me some information last night that I was told off the record concerning what the Joe went through last year that I didn't even know, and I just can't believe I'm told this stuff in confidence, and now I've got to shut up about it. In fact, I shouldn't even be saying I was told something in confidence. But it's dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, doing this. That's all I can tell you. And they have been getting people tailing them and coming up and doing things, but that's nothing compared to what has happened last season. Let me just say this situation is life and death. I'm just going to leave it at that. Believe me, the New World Order does not like what happened last season. That's why Homeland Security and Congress put pressure to have that FEMA camp special about the threat fusion centers and the TSA takeover and the total police state grid. That's why they had it taken down. Now, Wayne Madsen's coming up with Aaron Dykes. And then I'm going to be back for the entire next hour because that's how this works. Sometimes they shoot in the morning and then they don't need me till the evening. So I'm going to be I was flying out tonight. Now they want me to stay another day. So I haven't figured that out yet, folks, but don't flog me. I'm getting good at computers and Skype and things because I'm not very technical. And I didn't bring a Skype computer and the microphone and stuff. I should have, or I would just be doing the whole show today, and then Aaron could be getting ready for the nightly news and doing all the news site stuff that he does so well. But I am here via phone joining you. But in the future, when I am on the road, I will be Skyping in. Now, continuing with the news, if you go to drudgereport.com right now, they've got Paul Watson's article up. And this isn't the first time this has happened where a woman's sexual aid device was in her bag, and they opened it up and put a note in it saying, "Get your freak on, girl." That makes me think of a Doug Stanhope piece he does where he says he's sick of the TSA and what he's going to put in his bag. I'm not even going to say it on air. It's very crude. The point is that this is the humiliation that people go through. And when I was flying out of Austin, a couple things happened. Generally, the TSA is really nice in Austin and asks for my autograph and things. You know, and again, most of them aren't evil. They just want a job. But the fact is that they will do things like this shows that their elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. You'll violate the Fourth Amendment. Live in and around X-ray machines without shielding all day. And so I'm going through the checkout in Austin, or the check-in, the checkpoint, and there, you know, is the first TSA guy, and he says, "Hey, Alex Jones, how you doing?" And I shake his hand, and then an older gray-haired balding gentleman says, "This one's a troublemaker." And it was out of central casting, like out of a movie or something. So I thought the guy was joking. And I went, "Oh, yeah, I'm a troublemaker." And he goes, "Where are you going?" And I started realizing he was trying to intimidate me. But I'm a Texan, and I tend to answer people's questions. I like to talk. I'm like a, you know, crazy parrot or something, as everyone knows. And I said, "I'm going to Vegas." He went, "Ooh, Vegas, you're going to Vegas." And I went, "Yeah, to shoot Jesse Ventura's TV show." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, right." And I went, "Okay, well, I guess, because I'm a liar, you know, I'm an evil citizen." And so that goes on. And he goes, "No, what are you really going to Vegas for?" And I said, I just told you, I'm going to shoot Jesse Ventura's TV show. You know, the guy suing the TSA for grabbing his genitals, the guy who won't fly now and may leave the country because of you people. You know, the Navy veteran, the governor, you know that one? And he was like, "Ah, you can go." And then I'm going to, and I'm kind of late because I was at the office shooting this special report on GMOs. Aaron's getting ready for the next few days. Well, I'm going to come back and finish up. We'll get Wayne Madsen on, but I'm going to finish what happened. And then I'm sitting there putting my belt back on and things, being trained as a prisoner. And then I watch him go after this guy for silver coins. Wait till we come back. I'll tell you about this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, joining you from the road. I'm about to hand the baton to Aaron Dykes for the rest of the hour, then I'll be riding shotgun with you again for the entire next hour via the telephone with Aaron Dykes there in studio. And we have Patrick Henningsen also joining us on geopolitical and economic developments. Now, when I get on next hour, I have, over the weekend, literally read hundreds of articles, because as I began to research this, I realized how close we are to the global financial implosion and the rollout of the cashless society. And I wanted to break down for people what this cashless society means. But I have confirmed, and I've seen tons of reports where people are not being allowed to get their money out of major banks, even $5,000, $6,000. Almost everyone's being refused if they want $10,000. It doesn't matter if you have $1 million in the bank or $10,000, they won't give it to you. They're trying to give it to you as checks and things, as if you can do something with that, to only deposit it in another bank. And under this cashless society, they can't just track everything. They can also manipulate the economy by having all this data. And they can also put fines and fees on every action you engage in and every financial transaction. And I've warned you forever, that's all coming. And for the first time in my 16, almost 17 years on air, maybe Wayne Madsen can speak to this. I know he's an expert on the whole wireless, you know, banking system. It looks like they may go ahead and try to engineer some type of run on banks and then phase in the new cashless society, because they got billboards up demonizing cash. They're passing laws. You can't use cash. Secondhand sales, places like Louisiana, and they've got it in other legislatures around the country. This is big. Now, after I cover that next hour and get Aaron's take on it, we'll get more into the TSA and these domestic checkpoints, which are putting in capital controls. And all over the country now, you pull up to checkpoints, the TSA is there with local police being trained under them, who become auxiliary federal police, total federal power grab. And they tell the families, or truck drivers, it doesn't matter, whoever's on the road, do you have drugs? Do you have guns? Do you have cash? Do you have gold? Do you have silver? So this is called capital controls or currency controls. And this is what goes on in Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. This is what goes on in the old Soviet Russia. And I know Wayne, who fought the Soviets in the Cold War, he can break down what capital controls mean for you. So perhaps Aaron, after he gets into Libya and what's happening over there, will bring that up to him. Now, just finishing my story, I'll get more into it next hour as well, because it all ties into these capital controls. The TSA interrogates me, so they've now begun, not just in Boston, but all over the country, they've now begun the Israeli-style interrogations, but that's not even really what it is. It's just they're getting in your business, they're going to force their way into your life, they're going to treat you like you're a criminal. And my answer is, have you read the Constitution today? My answer is, are you worried about the body scanners frying you and giving you cancer? If you're treating me like I'm guilty, how do I know you're not a criminal? You TSA people have been caught statistically creating crimes at many times the rate of police officers. Look at the Justice Department numbers on this. The group with the most criminal strikes against them of any law enforcement type group, and by the way, TSA isn't law enforcement, is the TSA. They've got beyond law enforcement powers, beyond the Constitution, but they're running around playing God. So I go through the line, I'm putting my shoes back on, I sit down, and I'm looking back down through the line. And because I'm wanting to see if they're doing behavioral questioning, where these guys literally have power trips when they ask you questions like they took some, 20-hour course and now they think they're mind readers. I've been working with people and researching for decades, and I can't even do that yet by talking to somebody. I've got a good sense, but it isn't near 100%. Well, these idiots now automatically think you're guilty, automatically think you're bad. So I'm wanting to know, was that guy just asking me questions or trying to intimidate me, or are they doing behavioral stuff at Austin? And I can announce to everyone they're doing it at Austin. So then I leave that checkpoint, and I walk on down towards my gate because the Southwest check-in was right there, further down, and I walk back past two checkpoints to the final one, and I watch another guy nicely arguing with him, and I see him holding something up in his hand. It's like a silver coin, and I think, oh, my God, are they harassing him for some silver coins? Well, then fate would have it, this guy comes and sits down right next to me on the Southwest flight. He barely makes it. As they're closing the door, he runs in, sweating, panting. I was almost late. So about 15 minutes after I get on the plane, they're about to close the door. Here comes this guy. Now I'm going to throw it to Wayne Matz, and he'll be with us till 8 after, so for the next 25 minutes or so. It's just that I'll tell you the rest of the story of what happened to this guy for seven silver coins, 1-ounce coins, and one 10th-ounce gold coin. Less than $600 worth total, he estimated. And this is stuff he bought when silver was, I think he said, $10 an ounce. So he wanted to cash it in while he was here on business and then go to a little bit of, I think he said blackjack, or no, it was poker. So he was just going to cash in some silver he had because it was fun. He was a well-to-do software engineer. He owns a company in Austin that I'll tell the story next hour. I'm going to get to Wayne, who I appreciate joining us. He actually has a company where he restores old guitars. He quit working for Hewlett-Packard, and he makes the old tubes for amplifiers and stuff. He has a company that does that. It's starting to grow. And here's this really nice guy. I talked to him for 2.5 hours on the flight out here. And then after we got off, I interviewed him about it. But I witnessed them going through his stuff for those coins. Now, I'm going to throw it back to Aaron Dykes so he can go to Wayne Matson. But I do want to bring up, after Matson gets into Libya and the fact that they're putting known Wahhabist jihadis in, who say they're putting Sharia law in, I do want to ask Wayne, because after I hang up, I'm going to get on my iPhone app and listen to the free iPhone. rally now. They're wanting to do this. What is the larger geopolitical goal? Well, I'm going to hand it over to Aaron and Wayne Matson of WayneMatsonReport.com, and I'll see you back for the full next hour, or, well, eight after. God bless you all. Here's Aaron Dykes and Wayne Matson.
Thanks, Alex. And again, Alex will be back really not that long from now. But right now we go to investigative journalist, really a muckraker, Wayne Matson. Thanks for joining us, Wayne.
Hi, good to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So first off, we have the news. We have the confession of the rebel who says he killed Gaddafi. We have Hillary Clinton saying it was the work of ordinary Libyans who ousted Gaddafi. And now we have the implementation of Sharia law. Wayne, what's going on in Libya?
Well, I think what we're seeing is the extension of a strategy of tensions. What the net result of this change of government, which let's call it for what it is, it's a coup d'etat, will be civil war. Libya is a nation of tribes. I have now found out, and I'm writing this story right now, but I'll give you a heads up on it. On October 19th at 8 o'clock, between 60 and 70 cars left Sirte. There were reports of white flags all around Sirte, also white flags on these vehicles. 8 o'clock, the sun's up. The white flag is internationally recognized as a flag of truce or a flag of surrender or a flag to negotiate surrender terms. You're not supposed to fire any weapons if you're behind a white flag, and the convoy did not. This was the convoy carrying Gaddafi. When it was 2 miles west of Sirte, after a Predator CIA drone had spotted the convoy, some French planes came in and started firing at the convoy. Other NATO planes came in successive waves. Many of the people were incinerated, drivers, passengers. Others were cut in half by machine gun fire. There are now reports of many members of the Gaddafi tribe, that is the Gaddafi tribe that lives in Sirte, scores of people being found in mass graves. The Gaddafi tribal elder who was negotiating a possible surrender last month, back in September, his home was entered by rebels and he was shot to death. So here we have a possible war crime committed by NATO. And just to give you an idea how long the white flag of surrender and truce has been recognized, although it's recognized in the Hague Convention, conventions of 1899 and 1907, the use of the white flag goes back to the Eastern Han Chinese dynasty of 25 AD. It was recognized by the Roman Empire and every major and minor army since probably October 19th, when the barbaric forces of NATO may have violated the white flag of truce, the white flag of surrender by Gaddafi's convoy and set upon that convoy. And, of course, we know that Gaddafi was shot in the head by one of the rebels, and that in itself would be a violation of international law. But when we hear Washington and London and Brussels, NATO headquarters, trying and the rebel leadership saying, well, we'll investigate. The big story is here, not so much the extrajudicial execution of Muammar Gaddafi, but the fact that NATO, for the first time since 25 AD, violated in a major way the white flag of truce, the white flag of surrender.
And what do we know about Hillary's role? Her trip overlapped in Libya with his death, and she kind of joked about it on air and said, we came, we saw, he died, and then said, no, we didn't have a role. Well, we probably did have a role in it.
Well, I think this just shows that Hillary, like Barack Obama, the last administration, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, these individuals seem to revel in the macabre. The timing a few weeks before Halloween is good, because what we have is a ghoulish bunch of leaders who, it's sort of like some sort of pornography. Now there's a video circulating showing that Gaddafi was being sodomized by a rifle barrel before he was killed. Now this brings up remember Abu Ghraib, the sodomizing of the detainees there, the executions of detainees at Abu Ghraib, and all the other heinous war crimes committed by the United States and its allies. And here we have what seems to be a continuation of this policy. I have to wonder what kind of people are in our CIA and military that would countenance this type of sadomasochistic, bizarre, pornographic death cult, which, you know, I mean, we know that Bin Laden was codenamed Geronimo, and, you know, that brings up the whole story about Geronimo's skull being stolen from Fort Sill by Prescott Bush, the grandfather of George W. Bush, and spirited away to the Skull and Bones compound in the Yale at Yale University. It just goes to show, I think, that we are a pretty depraved country and have pretty depraved leaders and pretty depraved people in the military that goes along with this type of thing. But to ignore the white flag of surrender, the white flag of truce, I think is a major, major war crime, and one that NATO will try to cover up with all of its resources, because everyone recognizes that that is way beyond the pale when it comes to a war crime, failing to recognize the white flag of truce.
But then we have, even before they can launch the supposed burial at sea we're told about, we have the talking point coming out that Syria's next. The CNN headline, Syria, Yemen, opposition warned dictators, you're next. McCain's talking about military options in Syria. You have people like Senator, that other senator who says that Assad's basically next. What's going on with that, Wayne Manson?
Well, we had McCain not only talking about if he were Assad, he'd be nervous. He also added Vladimir Putin, who will be the next president of Russia, and the leadership of China. I mean, it's clear that John McCain is insane. They don't call him Insane McCain here in this city for nothing. But it's quite clear that, you know, this guy has no business opening his mouth, because he's basically a mental patient. And he's talking about, and I do believe that the CIA now was involved in allowing Gaddafi to be executed. But is he suggesting that it's open season on Assad and then Putin and whoever is going to be the future leadership of China, Hu Jintao and his successors? This is irrational, dangerous talk, and it should not be allowed. And we didn't hear anything from Hillary Clinton nor the White House condemning McCain's remarks, and I have to assume that they pretty much agree with McCain, or at least allow him to go out there and make these irresponsible statements, because the United States has designs. You know, today it's Tripoli. What are they saying? Tomorrow will be U.S. Tanks and troops in Damascus and Moscow and then in Beijing. I don't think so. L.A., Washington, and New York will be a heaping pile of radioactive rubble before that happens.
Yeah, but it's queued up without even missing a beat, as if it's a symphony orchestrated completely. I mean, what's really going on with this Arab Spring?
Well, the Arab Spring, I think, I maintain that the Arab Spring started for economic reasons. I mean, remember Tip O'Neill said all politics is local. I mean, you see the price of bread and other staples go sky high. What happened in Cairo and Tunis was really very similar to what was happening in Athens and Madrid and Rome. Because Tunisia and Egypt were dictatorships, they didn't have that, safety valve to let off the steam, as they did in Greece and Italy. Although the police, let's face it, have been pretty brutal in both Italy and Greece. But in Egypt and Tunisia, they didn't have it. So what turned out to be a popular uprising, of course, Soros tried to, and his gang, of NGOs tried to glom onto it by using the Twitters and the Facebooks to try to engineer one of these steamed revolutions. But what happened there was that it was the entire population that rose up, people who didn't know what Facebook was and never used Twitter. They may have had cell phones, but they certainly weren't these, Twitter people. But they hit the streets and forced the governments out. And so the things got out of control. So now in Egypt, you have the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood. In Tunisia, there's an Islamist party that's done quite well, apparently, in the elections held yesterday. But even that party aligns itself more to the Turkish Islamist party, which is not radical by any stretch. It's actually very pro-business and pro-democracy. But be that as it may, I think the fact is that the Arab Spring did not have the intention of some of the globalists thought it would have.
Okay, Wayne Mattson, we will be back on the other side of this break with more on what's happening in the Middle East, as well as what's happening financially in Europe and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show. Aaron Dyke sitting in. Alex Jones back again next hour. Stay tuned.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwashers safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Back with investigative journalist Wayne Mattson talking about what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on financially. Alex will be back on the other side of this break. But Wayne, right now I want to get into some of the stuff that's happening in Europe. The London Telegraph headline, New Euro Empire Plot by Brussels for a Single Treasury. You also have the Vatican coming out today calling for a world central bank. What do you see on that front, sir?
Well, anytime I hear anything coming out of the Vatican, I think of the immortal words of Joseph Stalin at the Yalta Conference where it's FDR, Churchill, and Stalin sitting around, and they're dividing up Europe after the war. And Churchill pipes up and says something, well, what about the Pope? And Stalin says, how many divisions does he have? You know, I mean, who cares what the Vatican thinks? I mean, they got 50 Swiss guards, and that's their military force, and they're enmeshed in scandals pedophilia in almost every country. They have a presence. So I wouldn't put any stock in anything the Vatican says. I mean, it's they use a dead language, Latin, and pretty much their influence is much overstated. But as far as the euro is concerned, we now have this food fight that broke out apparently between Nicolas Sarkozy, the French president, and David Cameron, the British prime minister. Now, Britain's not a member of the eurozone. It doesn't use the euro, but Sarkozy apparently told Cameron, you know, mind your own business. You're not in the eurozone. I think what we're seeing happening here is it's the collapse of the euro. They'll try every which way to try to preserve this, but we already know that the Germans are printing up the Deutschmark and have every intention of bringing back the Deutschmark. And once that happens, you'll have a two-tier system. Other countries in Europe will either peg their currencies to the D-mark, the new D-mark, or they will be using this very much deflated euro, which this will be the situation, of course, in countries like Italy and Spain and Greece. Even in Greece, we see a move to bring back the drachma. The problem with Greece is it's broke. So what would the drachma be worth if it was brought back? It would be a totally deflated currency, and it would be the situation you had in Weimar Germany before World War II. You'd probably take millions and millions of drachma to buy one loaf of bread. So what I see happening in Europe is what's eventually going to happen in the United States, only you've got the problem with these rising nationalism amongst the EU members. So you get into the food fight between Sarkozy and Cameron. Let's face it, the French and the British have never liked one another, and the EU or anything else isn't going to change that fact.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have Van Rompuy trying to seize greater power on the back of this wider economic crisis, Wayne.
Right, right. Now, here's another interesting case. Van Rompuy, a Belgian. Belgium itself is a collapsing country. Belgium hasn't had a workable government in well over a year, almost 2 years, I think. And so what is Belgium? It's Brussels. Where you've got NATO and the EU headquartered. The rest of Belgium is split between Flanders, which wants to become independent as a republic, ditching the ties to the Belgian monarchy, and Wallonia, which intends to hook up with France. So Belgium itself, the headquarters for the EU, is a dying country. It's going to split apart.
Right, and we'll be back on the other side in the second hour with more from Wayne Mattson and Alex Jones. We'll be back. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.